Who would like to make a guaranteed profit? To know that even before you bought, you knew you could resell for more. I will explain the concept. It is not new, and it is being used more and more. The concept is called arbitrage.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Whether you just want to make some money on the side, or you're looking for other ways to make a more substantial income, there are ways that you can start small, take advantage of the online platforms that are now available for all of us. You just need access to the internet. Hi, I'm Ann Nelson. I'm your host for the show today. Who would like to make a guaranteed profit? To know that even before you bought, you knew you could resell for more. I will explain the concept. It is not new, and it is being used more and more. The concept is called arbitrage. Arbitrage, or arbitraging, can be defined as the purchase of securities on one market for immediate resale on another market in order to profit from a price discrepancy, resulting in an immediate profit. Arbitraging is an old concept, and a form of it can be found in ancient times dating back to 1760 BC, where a bill of exchange transaction was in use, where a payment would be made in one location in the local unit of account, for example, barley, in exchange for payment at a later date in another location of an agreed amount of money of that local currency, for example, lead. The date was typically determined by the accepted transport time between the locations. 2 weeks to a month was commonly observed between the payments being received, according to the Encyclopedia of Quantitative Finance. By 650 BC, arbitraging opportunities had expanded to include geographical arbitrage of physical coins to exploit differing exchange ratios. For example, Persia maintained a coinage system where silver was undervalued relative to gold. The resulting export of silver coins from Persia to Greece and elsewhere in the Mediterranean is an early instance of a type of arbitrage activity that became the mainstay of the arbitrager in later years. Arbitrage trading in coins and bullion can be traced to ancient times. This reflected the importance of the activity to merchants in the Middle Ages. Determining the bullion content of coins from assay results and rates of exchange between coins once bullion content had been determined formed a substantial part of important commercial arithmetics, with complications involved in trading without a standardized unit of account. Bills of exchange arbitraging can be traced to the transactions of medieval merchant bankers seeking to profit from discrepancies in bill exchange rates from geographical locations. So sterling bills of London were cheaper in Paris than in Bruges. The invention of the telegraph in 1844 permitted geographical arbitrage in stocks and shares between London and the provincial stock exchanges by the 1850s. If we fast forward now to the modern era and the internet, arbitraging is showing up in many different ways, and I will expand on that now. Arbitrage is possible when the same item does not trade at the same price on all markets. And you can profit from this market imbalance. It is easy to understand, and the opportunities exist in retail and in betting, and now in cryptocurrencies as well, just to name a few. In retail, a good example I heard about was in the different online selling spaces. So we have many large selling platforms with Alibaba, Amazon, eBay. It is possible to buy an item from one market, say, for example, Amazon, and resell on a different market, say eBay, for more. I saw an example of a camera that was for sale on eBay, say for $400, yet the same item was available on Amazon for $300. So the trick here is to put the item up for auction even before you buy it yourself, with a reserve price of your choice. And once purchased, order it from the other site, the Amazon site. And it is possible these days to get it shipped direct to the third party. You don't even have to cite the goods. So arbitrage is the practice of taking advantage of a price difference between two or more markets. There is no negative cash flow, and it is possible of a risk-free profit at zero cost. So that's a challenge. You can start searching for market imbalance today and start making money with this concept, arbitrage. So where else could it be used in retail? Well, it is possible in between different areas. Some goods may be more popular in certain states than in others. Take, for example, football clubs. The same clubs are not always popular in all areas. In Australia, the North Queensland Cowboys may not be popular at the far end of Australia, down in Melbourne. So when goods come up for sale, it is possible to buy them at a cheaper price and then resell them in the area where the club is more popular. Another example is to look for red ticket sales, clearance lines at large department stores, say like Costco, end-of-line discounts, especially keeping your eye on what's popular. These days, you can download scanners, barcode readers, onto your mobile phones and scan the item, the product that's discounted, and see what it's selling for online, like Google or eBay. Check out the retail price online so you know what you can sell it for before you buy it. I know I enjoy going shopping at the sales, and at a recent pre-Christmas sale, I bought a dress for Christmas that had a red sticker on it, and it was a sale day. So I got a dress that was retailing for $119 for less than $50. Gambling. It's popular all around the world and even in Australia. And it's another place you can profit from market imbalance. That's in the betting arena. Take a bookmaker, for example. He accepts bets on the outcome of an event. And usually it's the leading bookmakers that lay or offer bets at the start. Then other bookmakers wait for the leaders to open a market before setting up their own odds. Leading bookmakers often disagree. Discrepancy is expressed in their betting odds. The other side of this is that bookmakers also must maintain a balanced book. This ensures a profit and protects them against a potential loss. So how would a bookie do this? Well, sometimes they may accept a large bet on an outcome of an event. This creates an unbalanced book. So to restore a balanced book, the bookie must change the odds. The bookmaker will lower the odds on the outcome that has received more bets on and raise the odds on the outcome that has received less bets. So the bookmaker has just created an arbitrage opportunity through their necessity to maintain a balanced book. Most opportunities exist in the financial markets. The stock market, the forex market, foreign currencies, and now even in cryptocurrencies. Did you know how many cryptocurrencies there are? According to investor.com website, there's over 2,522. This was in December. Yes, it's amazing how many cryptocurrencies that are out there now. And the exchanges, I couldn't really get an exact number of exchanges, but the best exchange number I got was 184 in December. So in the cryptocurrency world, an exchange allows a customer to buy cryptocurrencies listed on that exchange. Each exchange is different. The supported coins and countries, exchange fees, and even customer support. Basically, there are two types of exchanges. One is a fiat currency where you can pay using your debit card, your credit card, bank transfers, so you're going to purchase cryptocurrencies. The most popular one in the USA is Coinbase, and in Australia it's CoinSpot. The other type of exchanges in the crypto world is crypto-to-crypto exchanges. So you have to have bought some cryptocurrency to exchange it for another cryptocurrency. Where I find it gets exciting is that introduction of artificial intelligence. If you apply this to cryptocurrencies, they are now some programs out there where robots are set to work 24 hours a day. I remember recently seeing a documentary on the company that manufactures that ever popular children's block toy, Lego. It was their birthday. And we were taken inside their factory, and there was not one human working inside the Lego factory. Everything, absolutely everything, was being done with robots. So they say you program a robot and it just sets to work 24 hours a day. So this is most exciting when they apply robots to cryptocurrency exchanges, because they are working 24 hours a day, and it's not possible for a human to work that long and to look for these differences in the exchange rates. The artificial intelligence now makes it possible with the internet to set something to work. And the returns are quite impressive. It's averaging 0.6% a day. And if you multiply that out, it can end up being quite a tidy sum. So in conclusion, arbitrage is possible when the same item does not trade at the same price on all markets. You can profit from it from market imbalance. This is an easy to understand concept, and there's opportunities around everywhere. Today I mentioned retail, bookmakers, and financial circles, finishing with cryptocurrencies. It's like driving a car. You don't have to understand how the motor works, but we use it very efficiently to get ourselves from A to B. That's the way of the future. Set the robots to work and take advantage of the discrepancies in exchanges around the world. These are just some of the ways to make a guaranteed profit. And there are much help out there over the internet that will open up specific opportunities for you. I hope you've enjoyed this different episode. You can start small and make a guaranteed return. Until next time, this has been Ann Nelson for the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.